Welcome to Shara Bitochin, Part 3. So yesterday, we read together Chapter 1 of the Shara Bitochin, where he defines what Bitochin means. And he uses very important words here. He says, Menuchas Nefesh HaBiteach, the tranquility, the calmness of the soul of the one who trusts. And this idea of being tranquil and calm is critical always, as the Shara Bitochin himself talks about in the introduction, that it's critical to live a peaceful life, it's critical to serve Hashem, because a person needs space in their mind in order to serve Hashem properly, and when a person is anxious and worried, that takes up all the space in their soul and they can't focus on anything else. But it's especially critical and especially important in a time of crisis. We know now from modern day research that anxiety and worry, besides for the damage in and of itself, can also influence a person in their physical health, can actually have a negative effect even on their physical well-being. But this idea is actually a Torah concept. Going all the way back to the Ben Ish Chai. The Ben Ish Chai was a great Sephardi halachic authority and mystic in 1835. He was born in 1835. He was the rabbi in Baghdad. And in the Ben Ish Chai, he talks, there's a piece there where he talks about the outbreak of cholera, which was obviously a very serious disease. And he says here that in a way, the pachad, the panic, the fear, the anxiety from the disease is even worse than the disease itself. Now obviously, just to point out, he's not minimizing the danger of the disease itself. In this piece itself, he talks about how you should protect yourself, etc. But he's saying that the panic, the worry, the constant anxiety of a crisis could sometimes even be worse than the crisis itself. And he says, I'll quote you, he says that the doctors of the time said a story, but it wasn't a true story. They said it, but derech moshul u'melitza, which means like an analogy or just in a way to bring out a point. And he said that one time there was an outbreak of cholera in a big city. And before the sickness got very bad, before the outbreak got bad, one person found the angel, the destructive angel who was sent down here to spread the disease. And he asked the angel, how many souls, how many people do you want to take with this outbreak of disease? And the destructive angel, the Mashchis, said he wants to take 5,000. In the end, in that city, there were 15,000 casualties as a result of the outbreak of cholera. So this person went and found the Mashchis, and he said, why did you lie? You said you were only a messenger to take, to affect 5,000 people. And in the end, the casualties were 15,000. So he said to him, I didn't lie. And I'll read to you the Hebrew inside. He says, Lo lokachti becharbi, through my sword, I only took chamisha alofim, 5,000. Those other 10,000 casualties of the outbreak were because roiv ha-pachad va-ha-ba-usa, because of the great anxiety and worry and panic that they had as a result of this disease. And therefore he says that when such an outbreak happens, it's better, he gives the modern day equivalent of turning off your social media. He says it's better you should leave the city and even if it doesn't necessarily help, he says, for the physical aspect of the disease, but he says at least you shouldn't be seeing what's going on, so it shouldn't affect your peace of mind, and you shouldn't get tremendously anxious. So just sort of to clarify and to understand properly what Ben Ish Chai is saying, he's not saying that a person shouldn't be concerned. Of course, when there's an outbreak of sickness, a person has to take all the necessary measures according to Torah law, according to legal law, they have to listen to the doctors, etc., etc. But what he's saying is that after you've done everything you need to do, physically speaking, a person cannot be constantly worried and anxious. The anxiety, the panic, the constant worry, the bombardment of news and of all the terrible things that are happening can be even as destructive as the sickness is, the worry can be even more destructive. And therefore, as we learn together the Chovos HaLevavos, we need to understand that the idea of bitochen, the concept of trusting in Hashem, is now more critical than ever. This idea of menuchas nefesh hapiteach, of having a calm and tranquil soul, a person having peace of mind, knowing that they're in good hands, knowing that someone's taking care of them, is critical now more than ever. Have a wonderful day.